Welcome to the Pleasure Collective podcast. This podcast will help you experience life through a lens of ecstasy to create a desire-driven, pleasure-led reality, to normalize pleasure in motherhood, and to light a pleasure-filled path back home to yourself. My name is Regan Figg. I'm the author of A Mother's Pleasure. I am a coach and NLP practitioner. I'm a wife and mama to three little wildlings. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here with me. See what I did there? It's a pleasure to share this work and play with you through the podcast. I am so thrilled for you to be here, and I'm honored for you to share your time, your energy, and your attention with me listening to this podcast. Hello, hello. How did it all of a sudden become the 13th of December? So, chances are, if you're like me, you've probably got a very full plate. There's probably a lot going on. Your kids are probably going to bed late. There's Christmas parties. There's end of year functions. There's a whole range of stuff going on. So what I'm going to be sharing with you over the next couple of weeks leading up to Christmas is my Divine Days experience with you. And this is very bite-sized episodes to help you cultivate more of your feminine energy and ultimately allow you to step into, sink into, open to pleasure a little bit more. Pleasure. So these episodes are really short. So it's not designed to give you a complete understanding or learned embodiment of feminine and masculine energy and the attributes of the feminine. But these are little bite-sized pieces, so you can start to cultivate more of that feminine energy and tap into a little bit more of those attributes that will help us at this really full-on busy end-of-year time. This was one of my earliest experiences that I have shared in my business. And so shout out to all of those of you who have come along for the ride and experienced Divine Days as I ran it live. Many times now. Here is the latest version as a gift from me to you. I hope this allows you to finish the year with a little less stress and a little more pleasure. Hello and welcome to day one. We're going to dive straight in. Today is all about letting yourself off the hook. So today we're really practicing moving into the essential trait of the feminine of surrender. This can be pretty tricky for some of us because the opposite, the masculine, is control. And so often we can find safety and certainty in control. Whereas the feminine is about surrendering, letting go of some of that control. So often we can really aspire to be the best at everything. Make sure, you know, we've got everything lined up. We're ticking all the boxes. Everyone's, you know, in our family is getting fed really good meals. And, you know, we're doing all the right things at work. And we're being such good girls. The thing is, we're kind of manning up in those situations as opposed to womaning up, right? Part of the feminine is allowing some space to surrender. If you think of, you know, pregnancy and labor and birth, there is this requirement for surrender. And so that is when I look to perhaps what could be a trait of the feminine. Sometimes when we look at pregnancy, labor, birth, we can start to see how those traits are really prominent in those transitions, those periods. So yeah, I invite you to bring some surrender into your day. So that might look like letting the kids eat muesli bars and bananas for breakfast instead of making something. It might look like apologizing for being late to an appointment, but being okay with being late. It might look like rescheduling something. Maybe it's something at work, or maybe it's an appointment, or maybe it's something to do with your business, or something like a play date. Allowing yourself to let yourself off the hook, allow yourself to step forward into your feminine and surrender a little bit, surrender some of that control. Perhaps by the end of the day, it's more about how much you surrendered as opposed to how much you
got done, how productive you were, how much you achieved. So today I invite you to surrender, practice that divine essential feminine trait of surrender.
If you're loving the podcast, please do share it. Please share it with some friends. You know, share it to your socials, write a review, even if it's just to give it 5 stars, if you're loving the podcast. If you're not, maybe don't worry about it.
If you're enjoying these Divine Days episodes and want to dive in a little bit deeper with my work, you can buy my book, A Mother's Pleasure, at any online or in-store book retailers. You can head to my website and you'll find a couple of freebie things you get to play with there. Or you can work with me one-on-one. I'm currently taking applications for early 2023. You'll find that information at reganfink.com. Big love to you. Bye for now.